18.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
I just wanna dance and feel good.
Yeah. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, and Doug Cole with your broadcast tonight. 30-0, Deckerville leads at the half. We're about 90 seconds away from starting that second half. But we're going to take you with some scoring throughout the region. First, let's start with the A-player scores that we have. The only one we actually have is Peck and Kingston. And Peck leads Kingston at the half, 30-18.
And no surprise there. Peck 2-0. They've always been a really good team in eight-man. They're leading Kingston by 12 at the half. No shocker there. Continue to see more of Peck in the second half.
In 11-player division, Harbor Beach and Reese shooting it out. Reese currently leads 22-16. I believe that is at halftime or very close to it. Ubley and Vassar at the half. Vassar leads by a touchdown, 21-14. USA leads Sandusky, no surprise there, 29-8. Cass City blanking Brown City, 26-0. And Bad Axe, somewhere in the second quarter, leads Memphis 34-0.
Yeah, that was early in the second quarter, so they were scoring at will against Memphis. I think the game we disagreed on, Clark, early was Reese and Harbor Beach. I know you kind of thought this was a chance for Harbor Beach to rebound. I still agree with you, but Reese has been rolling a little bit and really hasn't been talked about in the West. You know, we've been talking about Vassar. You talk about USA and Cass City. Reese getting out to a nice first half, leading 22-16 in Reese. And the other one, the shocker to me, is Vassar.
Yeah.
Vassar leading Ubley. I know it's in Vassar, but Vassar at 1-1 really hasn't been a very good team. They barely beat Brown City last week. Brown City in a rebuilding year, so to speak. So to see a 21-14 lead for Vassar in that game kind of surprises me, but I still expect Ubley to sneak away with a win in that one. But maybe Vassar's kind of getting something going here before divisional play.
We're not sure. Vassar lost a lot, if not everything, to graduation, or they sent their foreign exchange students back home to Australia. And so clearly a rebuilding program.
Well, so we think. Is it rebuilding or reloading? I mean, just, you know, sometimes it takes a while for, you know, all these guys played last year are gone. So none of these guys played last year. So for them to gel, maybe it's taken a couple of weeks. But maybe Vassar still has a run in them. Not sure yet, but obviously Cass City Lakers still the heavy favorites in the West.
Deckerville won the toss and elected to receive to start this game, so they are kicking off to start the second, and that's Curtis Vogel with the squib kick out to the 38-yard line where Morris has to jump on it to secure possession, brought down by number 6, Garrett Larner. Tight end for the Morris Orioles, a junior, and the Orioles will start first and 10 from their own 37-yard line, left to right across your radio.
Yeah, first time seeing Deckerville kick it off tonight. And they take that low kick just like Morris did, except they kick it on an angle. And they picked a guy that looks like the biggest defensive lineman they had, and kicked it right at him. And well played at them, because that ball does go bouncing off of him and is a live football. But nice job by Garrett Larner, the junior, to hop on it, pounce on it, and recover the ball for the Orioles.
Too wide to the right man in motion, and it's going to be a quarterback keeper. That's number 12, Gavin Lucas, spinning at the 45-yard line, still on his feet, and gets across midfield. But they're going to say he was forced out of bounds way into Deckerville territory at the 44-yard line. A big gain in the first down for the Morris Orioles tonight.
Well, Gavin Lucas had one play where he was the quarterback, and it was a very nice play, and you hadn't seen him since. So I think it was a nice idea by the coach, put him at quarterback, see what he's got, and he takes the keeper around the right side. I personally thought he stepped out in front of us about 6 yards back of where they spotted it. But nonetheless, a great spin move and a big gain on first down for the Orioles.
And he just increased their offense by 150% with the 18-yard gain. Lucas on the keeper, this time to the left side, gets past the line of scrimmage out to about the 43-yard line of Deckerville. brought down by the big man, Austin Spatzel, for a two-yard gain. Second down, 8 yards to go for the Orioles, trying to get something going here in the second half, trailing 30-0.
So far, run the same play. Snap it in the shotgun to the quarterback, run right, this time run left. A short gain on first down, but Gavin Lucas, keep in mind, his senior, he plays defensive line. Now your quarterback, so he's a big body, clearly an entire helmet taller than everybody else on his team, and he runs hard.
Gavin Lucas has Connor Lucas to his right, man in motion to the near sideline. It's a handoff to Connor Lucas, and
it's
he fumbles
on the ground.
And Deckerville scoops it up at the 40-yard line at maroon jersey. That's, you guessed it, number 9, Brandon Patello on the bottom of that pile, scooping it up. And just when Morris looked like they're going to get something going, turns it over, and Deckerville's offense is back on the field.
Well, for Patello, that Christmas present couldn't have come hand-delivered any nicer, as looked like in the exchange. That's the only issue with running a quarterback that hasn't probably played a ton of quarterback. The handoff, probably not as crisp and as smooth as you're used to, and it looked like the ball sort of hit the running back's knee as he was taken off, and it one hops right into the arms of Patello, and now the Deckerville Eagles take over.
And it's a handoff to number 5, Austin Fritch. He's out to the 45-yard line, where he stopped after a 4-yard gain brought down by number 12, Gavin Lucas, defensive end. Second down, 6 yards to go for the Eagles, just shy of their own 45-yard line. First down marker is right at midfield, maybe at the 49.5 of Morris.
Yeah, Fritch there. Looked like he put on the brakes, wanted to change directions. Grass must be a little bit wet out there, because as soon as he planted his foot, his feet come right out from underneath him, and down to the ground he went. So changing directions becoming a little tougher now for these running backs.
Second down, 6 to go, I formation. Patello under center, hands it off to number 5, Austin Fritch, and there's nothing going at all, and even a loss of a yard. Brought down by number 22, Robbie Krueger, the defensive tackle, junior for Morris. Loss of a yard, third down, 7 to go.
And a nice hit there by Robbie Krueger as he puts a free shot on the running back, Fritch. One of the first times we've seen Fritch get hit at the line of scrimmage and hit hard. So a little bit of, you know, a little bit of something coming out of halftime here by the Orioles. Seen a little better play on offense, and now you see a few nice hits here to start this drive on defense for the Orioles.
Split back set, Patello under center. Two men in the backfield. And it's going to keep it for himself past the 45, spinning all the way down to the 49-yard line with three jerseys all over him. Leading the tackle was Colton Deitz, the linebacker, senior for Morris. Shy of the first down by a yard, yard and a half. They're at the 49-yard line. It's going to bring up fourth down for Deckerville. 9:20 left in the third quarter. Deckerville still leading 30-0. Bill Brown talking with his quarterback on the sideline, Brandon Patello. Two-year, started last year for Deckerville, ran all the way to the, I believe it was the state semifinals, and lost to Battle Creek St. Philip. And the game before that, they beat Morris 40-20. Right now, 30-0. Split back formation, Patello hands it off to Fritch, and he has across the midfield, across the 45, and finally brought down at the 42-yard line, brought down by number 2, linebacker Luke Binshettle, the senior for Morris. First and 10 for Deckerville, move the chains.
It looked like there was nothing going. Again, the two running backs split behind the quarterback, Patello, and again, the running back just goes straight ahead right down the hash mark, and as soon as Patello takes the football, he hands it off quickly to Fritch, and it looked like the line was stopped, but before you know it, Fritch comes flying out of the pile for a big gain on fourth down.
Split back again, pitched out at the last second to Fritch, across the 40 and runs out of bounds at the 35-yard line. He had white jerseys in front of him. He just ran out of bounds for an 8-yard gain, actually about a 7. Second down, 3 yards to go at the Morris 35.
Well, it was already a pretty good gain, about 8 yards or so, and no need to try and take on three defenders at once in a 30-0 lead. So it's probably a smart play there by the running back, Austin Fritch, the senior. Again, a good gain on first down, so nothing to be ashamed of. And let's do it again here on second down.
Working off the left hash at the Morris 35-yard line. Split back set, handoff to Fritch. And he tries to go forward by about a yard. Forward progress has him stopped at the 34-yard line. He was stopped by number 3, Connor Lucas, linebacker, a sophomore on this squad. Morris, short numbers yet again this year, does not have a JV program. Last year, they finished the season with 14 players.